Hello and welcome to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. This is a series that shares the stories of women and men who have had breast cancer. It's also where you'll hear the voices of our nurses, researchers and experts who help to provide support for today and hope for the future to anyone affected by breast cancer.
I'm Addie. I'm one of the nurses that works at the charity here. In this recording of one of our Facebook Live videos, I spoke to Sue, one of our brilliant volunteers. Sue supports women on our Moving Forward courses, in particular around living with lymphedema. Lymphedema is a swelling caused by a buildup of fluid in the body's tissues. It can happen as a result of damage to the lymphatic system, for example, due to surgery or radiotherapy to the lymph nodes under the arm and the surrounding area. It's a long-term condition, but can be treated. I chatted to Sue about the symptoms she's experienced and what can be done about it. So over to Sue.
Yes, and my diagnosis was back in 2003, when the treatment was probably more invasive than it is now. I had surgery, I had chemotherapy, and I had radiotherapy. So looking back, I was quite a high risk. Yes. Case for lymphedema. I did all my post-operative exercises and I got a very good range of movement. Yeah. Back again. I think my lymphedema probably developed about 2 or 3 years after my treatment. My breast care nurse had mentioned lymphedema to me. In fact, she put the fear of God into me about it. Right. It was the one thing I really, really dreaded. As time was going on, I was back in work. I had a very busy job. I did a lot of driving. I spent a lot of time sitting in the office and in meetings. And slowly I could feel my arm becoming uncomfortable and heavy. Mm-hmm. It didn't occur to me that I'd had lymphedema because I imagined lymphedema to be a big red swollen arm, as the pictures I'd seen. I just carried on, and I belonged to a local breast cancer support group. And one day we were talking about lymphedema, and the various members were talking about their experiences. And as they started talking, it was a light bulb moment. Mm-hmm. For me. I suddenly realised that what I had was lymphedema,
right.
Or certainly the start of lymphedema.
Yeah. Okay, because of course it can happen either immediately after treatment. So immediately after surgery, it can be a very mild swelling or a numbness, but it can happen years down the line, can't it? So it's not just, and often women don't realise that, do they? They're not told that, maybe.
No, I think that's right. And I certainly know that a lady in our support group developed lymphedema 15 years after her original diagnosis. It's something that we have a lifetime risk of it. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky in Wales in that we do lymphedema education sessions now that we didn't have back in my day. And they talk to patients about the risk of lymphedema, what lymphedema is, and the fact that we do have a lifetime risk of it. Saying that, surgery for many women now is less invasive. Mm-hmm. So I think the risk has probably dropped somewhat.
Yeah, which is obviously got to be a good thing,
that
hasn't
is an excellent
it?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's great. So what are the sort of, what are the symptoms that you've come across that women have experienced?
I think really it's just the arm being uncomfortable, the being heavy, and it doesn't have to be the huge swelling that I thought it possibly would be. It's rings being tight, it's watches being tight, garments being tight. It's all that sort of thing.
Yeah, numbness.
Yeah. It is, and it's important to understand as well, it's not just the arm that's affected,
yes.
because you can also get lymphedema in the breast.
Absolutely.
And I didn't realise that until fairly recently, because I think I'm quite fortunate in many ways, being a breast cancer care volunteer at the lymphedema education sessions, because I learn so much from those sessions myself.
Sure.
I see the advice as it's changing. And I learned on one of the sessions that you can actually have lymphedema in your breast.
Yeah.
And it reminded me, a couple of years ago, I climbed Snowdon with a friend. Mm-hmm. And as I was climbing up, I could feel my bra filling up. That sounds really strange, I know. But filling up as the fluid was coming into my breast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's about being that awareness,
that awareness,
it?
Yes.
So what other sort of treatments are there on offer?
Right, when I was diagnosed, I contacted my breast care nurse, mm-hmm. who referred me to the lymphedema clinic. There was quite a wait at that time, and I went to the clinic, I was measured, and there was evidence of lymphedema. And some of the advice I was given wouldn't be given nowadays. Yeah. The first thing, because of my job, I did a lot of driving. My affected arm is my left arm, so mm-hmm. I was changing gears, I was lifting up the handbrake, and the advice I was given was to change my job. And
unbelievable.
It wasn't my job, it was my career.
Yeah,
I had bills to pay, I had a mortgage to pay, and I found that really, really unhelpful.
Yeah.
The treatment, I had a garment, mm-hmm. A compression sleeve, mm-hmm. and various other, kinesio tape was something that we used, I think it's called that.
Yes.
We used at some stage. But talking to a lady in the breast cancer support group, she actually had private treatment. Mm-hmm. She worked for the university and she travelled around the world. And she said if it wasn't for the private treatment she had, she probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
So I started going for private treatment, and I appreciate that's not an option for everybody, no. but it did really help me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's about, as soon as you're aware, or you're not sure even, isn't it? It's about attending your, going to your GP, or your breast care nurse, if you, and possibly having a referral to a lymphedema mm-hmm. specialist, if that's appropriate. Again, it might not be necessary. It might just be that you need some advice and information. You might just need some physiotherapy, mm-hmm. for instance. So if it's a case of being taught how to do exercises to try and minimize it. And of course there's massage, which I think you had some massage as well, didn't you, which is often given in association with other treatments.
Yeah.
So you'd have perhaps a sleeve or bandaging if it's quite severe. That's mm-hmm. again, that, thankfully that's not very common.
Mine wasn't that bad, no.
And manual lymphatic drainage done by a trained practitioner can be really helpful. But again, the services for that are not always available.
No.
So if you're able to have that, even if you've got very mild lymphedema, it's very, very, it can be really helpful. And sometimes they will teach you simple lymphatic drainage so that you can do certain massage yourself, but it has to be done properly. Otherwise, you can actually cause more damage.
That's right. And I was, in fairness, in the clinic shown how to do simple lymphatic
good.
Drainage.
Yeah.
And my husband came along as well, and he was shown how to help with that. So yes, that was very good.
Yeah.
I think for me, and again, the education sessions we run now talk about weight management, active
yes.
lifestyle. Uh-huh. For me, looking back and going back to work, it was quite a tough time, to mm-hmm. be honest. We talk about fatigue after breast cancer,
yeah.
and some days going back to work was all I could manage. A day's work was enough for me. But after a while, my circumstances changed and the project I was working on came to an end, and I decided I would take early retirement.
Yeah.
And my life changed totally. I lost weight naturally because I was more active,
yeah.
And my lymphedema improved
yeah.
to such an extent that I was... sorry, I can't think of the word. Discharged.
Yes.
I was discharged. I can't claim chemo brain 13 years later.
No, that's all right.
I was discharged from the lymphedema clinic.
Yeah.
Because I was able to self-manage.
Yes.
And I think nowadays I do a lot of exercise. I do a lot of walking. If I'm walking long distances, I wear my sleeve. If I'm driving long distances,
yeah.
I wear my sleeve. But I also swim and do aqua aerobics. And I think
Fantastic.
That's really, really helpful because the compression of the water acts as a natural garment.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
don't look on yeah. my aqua aerobics classes as a luxury. I look at them as a necessity
yeah.
for my health and well-being.
And that's brilliant. I mean, if exercising as you're able, again, it's not, you know, not everyone is able to manage that, isn't
no.
it? But trying to keep your weight at a normal level, you know, level for you where you're able to feel better. And of course, there's a big, you know, thing with exercise is really good for your mental health, isn't it?
Oh,
and,
it is.
You know, because lymphedema, as well as being, especially for somebody who's, you know, has it years later, and you think you've got rid of the, you know, it's not a life-threatening thing, but it's a visible, if you like, you know, symptom of your sort of cancer, that you've had cancer treatment. And psychologically, it can be really, really destructive, can't it? So it's, you know, about trying to manage that as well, you know.
It is, and it's a living reminder. Wearing a sleeve is a living reminder of the prognosis and the treatment we've been through.
Yeah.
And for me, as time went on, I met people who didn't know my diagnosis, and they'd ask why I was wearing a sleeve. They'd say, what have you done to your arm? And I just found it was easier to say, well, it's a legacy of the treatment I had for breast cancer. And it can be distressing. And I remember one bank holiday many years ago, we were doing some work in the garden, and we had a ton of pebbles delivered. And it didn't quite fill the garden. And I desperately wanted to finish the work that we'd done, and I said to my husband, could we go tomorrow and get more pebbles and finish the garden? And he said, I'm not going tomorrow. I need to rest. I've spent all weekend moving those pebbles on my own. And you know, that really hit my heart. And he wouldn't dream of saying anything to hurt me, because he's been very protective since I've had my diagnosis.
Yes.
But for me, I felt I wasn't pulling my weight. I felt that I wasn't the person I used to be.
Thank you for listening to Sue's story and her experience of lymphedema. If you'd like more information on lymphedema, you can download or order a free copy of our booklet, which has lots of information and support links. Just type "living with lymphedema after breast cancer" into the search bar on our website to find it.
Thank you for listening to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. Make sure to subscribe to our channel on your preferred podcast service to hear our next episode. If you have any questions or concerns from listening today, you can find information on our research, services and campaigning on our website at breastcancernow.org.